Axion Estin, ένα πρόγραμμα για τη μουσική μας παράδοση. Από τη βυζαντινή μουσική στο δημοτικό τραγούδι.
Τρία χρόνια
Επιμέλεια και παρουσίαση Άγγελος Λαμπούσης.
Θα ήθελα να εκφράσω θερμότατες ευχαριστίες και εγκάρδια συγχαρητήρια στον αγαπητό πατέρα Σπυρίδωνα Αντωνίου και στην εκλεκτή βυζαντινή χοροδία των ψαλτών μας για την ωραιότατη μελωδία εξ ουρανού, την οποία απόψε μας παρουσίασαν σε μια πολύ επίγεια πόλη όπου χρειαζόμαστε μελωδίες και ουρανό. Χαίρομαι γιατί βλέπω μεταξύ των ψαλτών μελών της χοροδίας μερικούς από τους τακτικούς ψάλτες της Αρχιεπισκοπής μας, από τον Άγιο Δημήτριο, από το Φλάσιον και από άλλες περιοχές. Ήρθαν με προθυμία όλοι μαζί, συντονίστηκαν σε πολύ μικρό διάστημα και απόψε μας έδωκαν αυτή την ωραιότατη μουσική. Ο πατήρ Σπυρίδων θα επιστρέψει. Τους ευχαριστούμε και του ευχόμεθα καλή επιστροφή στην Ελλάδα και να μεταφέρει λίγο από την ατμόσφαιρα της Νέας Υόρκης, που είναι μια ατμόσφαιρα οικουμενική, μια ατμόσφαιρα διεθνής, κοσμοπολίτικη με την καλή έννοια του όρου, γιατί πάντοτε η Ορθοδοξία δεν ήταν επαρχιωτισμός, ούτε στενός κύκλος, ήταν άνοιγμα για όλο τον κόσμο. Και η μουσική της, που είναι η βυζαντινή μουσική, είναι μουσική οικουμενική και πρέπει να μείνει ως μουσική οικουμενική. I would like to express my deep thanks and congratulations on part of all for this beautiful evening. If you noticed, the Byzantine music combines a number of characteristics that are important. First of all, if you noticed, the Byzantine music properly executed, performed as tonight, has a very clear rhythmic pattern. It has rhythm in the good sense. You don't need drums with this music to keep the rhythm for some peculiar musicians. Here the rhythm is incorporated into the music and is a rhythm of prayer. It keeps you. If you've noticed, you could use some of these pieces performed tonight as marching songs. They are very, very rhythmic. In fact, you might have rhythms that are discoveries of modern music. Meters, rhythms like 2/4 or 3/4 or 4/4 are normal, but tonight in one of the pieces, there was a rhythm 5/4 used by contemporary jazz, especially one of the people in jazz, David Brubeck. He didn't invent the 5/4. The Byzantine music has it, among other things. Number two, it has this tremendous variety in terms of melodic lines. We talk about four main tones, first, second, third, fourth, and we talk about another four plagal, so you have eight different type of tones. You don't have simply major and minor, as it happens with the Western music, as we know. Here you have these eight, and then you go to some tremendous variety of subtones, one or two we heard tonight. I'm absolutely convinced It's impossible to reproduce them, to sing them, if you are not a specialist. They are very sophisticated kind of tones and require a tremendous dexterity in terms of the performer in order to be precise, because if you are not precise, you sing an off-key music. That's the sophistication of the Byzantine music. Allow me a parenthesis. Since you are in New York, this is a place, Father Spiridon and the rest of musicians, that is a place of plenty of music in the Western kind of understanding. And among the names known in this city is the name of Leonard Bernstein, conductor for many years of New York Philharmonic, composer. In the late 60s and early 70s, there was a series of young people's concerts offered by here in New York and broadcasted and transmitted via television. In one of them, Bernstein explained the very rich heritage that there exists in ancient Greek music, speaking about Phrygian, and we have a piece of Phrygian music tonight, if I'm not wrong, at the very end, Phrygian, Lydian, and this type of thing. And he showed that some very successful modern songs in the American scene were successful because they were able to escape the ordinary type of melodic lines and go back to this type of music and reintroduce the wealth of this type of music. So Byzantine is something that really has a connection with ancient Greek. It has some elements from the Jewish tradition. It has created this wonderful new music, as the Byzantines did with architecture, building the masterpieces like St. Sophia or the small Byzantine churches, which are masterpieces in architecture, producing the masterpieces in painting in the form of the icons, and produces the masterpieces in music, which is Byzantine music. It's an immense wealth of music and art here, and it's worth exploring. And we thank the choir tonight for giving us a taste of this type of wealth in the musical field.
Oh.
I'm closing with one more characteristic of Byzantine music. The Byzantine music is not a music void of content in terms of words. It has a tremendous content because it's a continuous commentary on biblical texts and of other compositions. Tonight, for instance, we have four texts from the Book of Psalms, which is a biblical text. The text, the words, the content is not lost for the sake of music. The music is just the background that projects this type of understanding. We have the so-called slow pieces in Byzantine music, but they are the exceptions. The normal pieces are pieces in which the music displays in the best possible way the text, which is either a biblical text or a composition of hymnology or something else related to a great feast. So here is a combination of word and music. Here is a tremendous way to project and somehow give the opportunity of accessibility to sacred texts through the very beautiful means of a very pleasing music. Already the fathers pointed out that this music offers sometimes wonderful medication for many diseases, but coated in a very sweet kind of way. So you swallow down and you reach the very spiritual profits, sometimes without understanding. But this is a function, finally, to get into the soul beyond the senses and elevate the soul into a condition of worship. We thank the cathedral for presenting, arranging for this concert of sacred music, and for the time that Father Spiridon was here for five Sundays to sing with us. And we thank the members of the board, and I think the Kalinikion has some part, Mr. Dimos, if I'm not wrong, in this whole arrangement. Allow me to express thanks to Deacon Pandelimon, the Deacon of the Archdiocese, who has been working very hard in arranging and coordinating things that was not an easy task to be so quickly done and in such a wonderful way. We don't take our deacons for granted. We thank him. We thank you because he offers to us some melodies from heaven. I hope that the melodies from heaven have been a good elevator, bringing us from the basement in succession to the first, the second, the tenth, and if you are in New York, in the 100th floor, facing heaven. I'm sure that at the end of this evening, we are high above, looking at heaven, but also feeling that we belong to a place that has to be invaded by heaven, not only melodically, but in essence. And we thank you for that.